We continue with our Hiawatha locker room chat here on KNZA. Brandon Tamman joined by the Red Hawks boys basketball coach now. That is Gary Smith. It is brought to you by Carl's Body Shop as Red Hawks now setting their sights on Substate next week. But, Coach, the regular season finale on Tuesday night at home. You got Sabetha, the league champs, and, you know, you were hanging with them early, but ultimately they pull away for a win. Just kind of take us through the ebbs and flows of that game on Tuesday.
You know, we started that game at the end of the first quarter. It was, I think, 10-9. We were ahead. And in the second quarter, they won 20-5. And then the third quarter, I think, you know, they won by just a point or two. And then I think the fourth quarter was one thing, or one or two points also. And if you were to take away the second quarter, I mean, it's a ball game. So, they went on, I think it was a 12-0 run in the second quarter. That was a big deal. We turned the ball over and got, caught where we, you know, missed some of their shooters where they were at. And anyway, obviously if you play good teams this time of year, and they are, and you don't play a little cleaner than that, you know, it can happen. So hopefully we'll be able to clean some of that up and result going in Substate and do a little better job.
Yeah, you could ultimately see them again down the road if you're able to get a win next week in that first round, and they're able to take care of business as well. And we'll kind of talk about the bracket here momentarily. You know, but just going from last season to this season, obviously there's definitely been some improvements. A lot of the same players who played last year, of course, plenty of experience that you had coming back. And, you know, as you just kind of break down, and you haven't had a whole lot of time to kind of really dissect how the regular season went, but, you know, four wins last year, you double that this year, you know, prior to Substate, and you can still add a little bit more to that. You know, just how would you grade kind of the 23-24 regular season now that it's done?
Well, you know, we had two starters, I guess, returned from a year ago. And, you know, the Boswell boy, you know, he's kind of our shooter, and people do a good job guarding him. They usually put somebody on him that, you know, that's a pretty good defender and have done a good job with him. And, you know, of course, every year's different, and every team experiences the same stuff where they bring in new kids, you know, to step in different roles. You know, I'm not going to say we're not where we want to be. Obviously, every coach goes in pretty optimistic about where they'd like to be. And, you know, obviously, I would have liked to see some of our kid maybe perform at a little different level than what, you know, maybe we are. The good thing about it is the season's not over, so they'll still have an opportunity. And the thing is, you know, we're still, you know, it's been, what, a week and a half ago, I think we played Holton and beat Holton by 15, and then Holton turns around and beats Sabetha. So, I mean, there's just not a lot of, in Riverside, you know, they turned around and beat Perry. And, I mean, we're close enough for sure, but there's a difference, you know, between being close enough and actually taking that next step. So, you know, we're going to have to figure out how to be a lot grittier than what we are this time of year or what we have been. And, you know, if that happens, and if we can get that to happen, I think, you know, there could be a lot of things that happen that would be positive. So, you know, we're definitely optimistic to where we think they, you know, that we can get some of that done. But in the same sense, we're going to have to, you know, actually, you know, make it happen, I guess.
Right. Now you get Jefferson West for a third time, and, you know, you had one of those games moved because of the weather back in January. So you've played them, you know, both times here in the month of February, and you're going to get them a third time, and you're going to have the luxury of playing them at home. But both games were tight within buckets, 45-43 in that first meeting, and then 50-47. You guys have splits, and now it's when you move on and lose your season is done. What are going to be a few keys for this third matchup against Jefferson West in this Substate opening round?
Well, you know, there's obviously a lot of comparison, and they've got a lot of kids back from a year ago. You know, they probably have, I think it's four of their kids that were starters a year ago that are back. And, you know, I really thought they would be, you know, real solid this year, and you know, they are. They really are. Both times we played them, you know, obviously they were close, but I didn't think we were, near as clean as we needed to be on either game. And, you know, we got them here and kind of let them back in it late. And then we go down there and shoulda, coulda, you know, deal. And, so I feel good about the matchup, but in the same sense, we're going to have to go out and perform, for four quarters and clean some things up. And, you know, this time of year, it doesn't matter what your record is or how good you think you are. If you go in a game and you don't shoot the ball very well or turn it over or you don't rebound, you know, you're probably going to be done. So we'll understand that. We'll make sure that we try to clean things up and hopefully we shoot the ball well enough to do it.
There it is, Hiawatha boys basketball coach. That is Gary Smith joining us. Hiawatha will host Jefferson West Monday night, 7 o'clock, the first round of that Royal Valley Class 3A Substate. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you one final time next week.
All right. Thank you.